Track 14, David Clayton. We're now going to hear from David Clayton about a hit song and a missing accordion player.
The art of phone-in radio, if indeed it is an art, is a tad unpredictable. I've been playing with listeners' calls in and texts and emails for pretty much all my broadcasting career, and it's great fun because you get the unexpected. But sometimes the idea you have for a phone-in, nobody calls in about. And sometimes an accidental mention of something, the phones start ringing off the hook. So, as I say, unpredictable. It takes me back to one night when I was thinking, what can I talk about with the listeners listening to my late night Sunday radio show? Couldn't come up with any particular idea, but was just playing records, and I played Where Do You Go To, My Lovely, a lovely record by Peter Sarsted, which was a big hit in 1969. And as I played it, I listened to the lyrics, and it's a story. It's a story. And I pulled the lyrics up on the internet and thought, well, I wonder what they're all about. So I sort of turned to the listeners, and if you know the song, it says, you talk like Marlene Dietrich. Well, we all know who she is, famous German actress. And you dance like Zizi Jeanmaire. Well, who was Zizi Jeanmaire, I said.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jeanmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and...
To which somebody rang in and said, oh, she was a famous dancer. Your clothes are all made by Balmain. And I said, has anybody got any clothes made by Balmain? And then we went on through the lyrics. And there's a line, and a friend of Sacha Distel. And I said, I don't suppose there's anyone listening who is a friend of Sacha Distel. So we went through the lyrics, picking out little lines and trying to get people to react to them. And I went with the line, oh, I've seen all your qualifications that you got from the Sorbonne, which is a university in Paris, if I remember rightly. And somebody called in who'd been to the Sorbonne. And it went on and on and on, with people joining in bits of the story of the song. But we never quite got that lovely line which says, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Oh, yes, you do. Is there a friend of Sacha Distel? Well, nothing happened. It was a three-hour programme. We got loads of calls all about the various bits of the song. Never got a friend of Sacha Distel. And it got to about a quarter to midnight. And I really, by 10 to midnight, I had to play a couple of records and end the show and finish bang on the 12 o'clock. And the girl who was doing my phones, a brilliant producer called Heather Goddard, said, oh, I've got someone, a friend of Sacha Distel. And I thought it was not time to put him on. And she quickly put the call through. And it was a guy called Bob from Southend. And I said, Bob, you're a friend of Sacha Distel. And he went, no, David, I'm not. And I went, oh, we failed. It was the last thing we needed to get. I said, oh, what a shame. I was hoping to end the programme. Oh, no, he said, but I've stood next to him in the gents.
Any friend of Sacha Distel? Yes, you do. But where do you go to, man?
Well, I laughed, he laughed. I'm sure the audience were laughing. I then stopped the programme, played a couple of records, and we finished. So we got all the bits of the song nailed, if you like. So I kept the recording and sent it, found out where Peter Sarsted was, still alive, living in Kent, sent it to him. And he got back in touch. He said, well, lovely idea. He said, do you want me to come on and we'll talk about it? So the following week, I did an interview with him about the phone-in and about the iconic song. And he said, let me tell you a story about the song. And you and I have heard it many times, haven't we? If we're old enough, we'll have heard that 1969, Where Do You Go To, My Lovely. And if you remember, it ends with some accordion playing. And he said the ending was always a problem. We hadn't got an ending for it. And he said we'd been recording all day around the Leicester Square area of London in a studio, basement studio. And he said, I went out for a breath of fresh air and a quick walk and to get my head back together again. And there was a chap busking, playing what they call, I think, French musette accordion. And he stopped him and he listened and he said, here, come with me. So the chap said, OK. And he went with Peter Sarsted down to the basement and they played him the recording and said, have you got an ending for that? They played it through and the accordion player played the ending that he just made up in his head. And you can hear it on the record to this day. And I said to Peter, well, does he know he's on a worldwide hit? He said, I don't think he does. He said, we gave him a tenner. And off he went into the evening in London. Never saw him again. And that's the ending of Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? An accordion player that nobody ever found again.
around you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
Well, David, that's a wonderful story. Sacha Distel, by the way, was a French singer, guitarist, songwriter and actor.